Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now for the watch list, our weekly look at the best new film and TV releases. And I'm joined today by Dave O'Callaghan from the Here and Back Again podcast and writer Henrietta McCurvey. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Henrietta, The White Lotus, Season 3, back tomorrow on Sky Atlantic. Now, I'm looking forward to it. Are you going to
Oh, yeah, I really am. Yeah. I mean, it's a really interesting one because it's a fresh thing every week. You know, another big group of privileged one percenters, every season, are going on the holiday of a lifetime. We start with an unidentified corpse and then go back in time a week to see what happens. And I think that's probably the problem with it as well, because the viewers are, you have to transfer your loyalty to an entirely new enterprise every time.
And we don't have awful people.
Yeah, but that's the glory of it, I guess, watching these awful people. And the four seasons where it's set, this is the weirdest life imitating art. They have done a deal with HBO and you can now have a White Lotus bathrobe when you're staying in a Four Seasons hotel. So they've completely leaned into it. Okay. But it looks like a great cast. It looks like it's going to be fantastic.
Okay, so that's Sky Atlantic now tomorrow. Dave, Yellow Jackets also back for season 3 on Paramount Plus. For people who don't know what it is.
Okay, so basically a group of teenage high school soccer players from New Jersey, their plane crashes in the Canadian wilderness and it all gets a bit Lord of the Flies. That's basically the premise. Yeah. And then it's set in the timeline of 1996 and 20 years later as the adult versions. And weird stuff has happened. Very dark things have happened. And you're trying to piece together. And it just flashes back and forward. And it is absolutely amazing. I love it. It is so dark. It is as stressful as you can get. And with it, 90s, being set in the 90s, the soundtrack is, if you're liking your 90s grunge and all that, get in there.
But okay, so for dark people who haven't seen 1 and 2...
Get in there, it's on Paramount.
Okay, Yellow Jackets. Henrietta, more season 3 news. So Hacks never landed on Prime last year, even though kind of said it was and people were very annoyed. And now maybe we know why, because seasons 1 to 3 have turned up on Sky now.
Exactly, yeah. And actually this is one, I think, if you're going to get into it, go back to season 1. Don't start on season 3. It's a fantastic comedy. It's based on these two comedians. There's a 70-something old school comedy legend called Deborah Vance, a brilliant performance by Jean Smart, and she has this young comedian Ava who's woke, you know, trendy, and the two of them have ended up working together and they kind of need each other in this very odd relationship. Deborah needs Ava to stay relevant and Ava needs Deborah for industry status, and the end of season 2 they'd had a big falling out, they weren't speaking to each other, and of course season 3 brings them back together again.
Yeah, and it's terrific. I've watched it all.
The third episode is one of the funniest things I've seen. Yeah, brilliant.
Okay, that's Hacks and season 1, 2 and 3 on Sky Now TV. Dave, Bridget Jones is back. It's nearly in time for Bridget's Day. Mad About the Boy.
Yes.
People are loving it, aren't they?
It is gorgeous. It is, so it's the fourth movie, obviously based on the books of Helen Fielding. And we've discussed this before where when you're back with people you're familiar with, like old friends, and within 10 minutes, if you've forgotten what's happened in the movie, it's like the equivalent of a previously on a TV show. You're like, oh yeah, oh no, that happened. And it is beautiful. My best way to, so it deals with grief and family and romance, but my way of describing it to people is, it's a warm hug of a movie. You will, if you leave the cinema without, you know, blubbing and causing an absolute hot mess, something wrong with
you. Do you feel like you've been to a movie? Catharsis.
I'm not afraid to say, I wept like a little weeping thing, so it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Highly recommend it.
Henrietta, tell me about this sitcom, Clean Slate on Prime Video. It sounds good.
It really is. And it's a 13 cert, so it's a great one to watch, like, as a family. You know, it's a classic sitcom style, but it has a very contemporary woke twist, because it's about a woman called Desiree Slate, who's played by Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black, who's this glamorous art curator from New York and goes back to live with her father, who she hasn't seen for 23 years. And the last time she saw her father, she was a man called Desmond. And he knows nothing about it, and she appears at the door. And it's about that relationship and how he stands up for her and faces down people who are, you know, who are trying to have her out. And it's really lovely chemistry. Her father, Harry, is played by a stand-up legend, George Wallace. It's just really charming and funny. And it's very, like, set up, punchline, classic old school comedy. Ooh. But great fun.
Okay, clean slate on Prime Video. Dave, Marvel's Captain America, Brave New World. Timing is everything in comedy, really, isn't it?
It's absolutely, well, Captain America, Sad New World. It's, yeah, so Sam Wilson, Captain America is now played by Anthony Mackie, the character Sam Wilson. They've thrown in Harrison Ford, who's replacing William Hurt as Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, and he's now president. And it's not very good. It's
okay, and you're a fan, yeah?
I'm a big Marvel head. This is, anybody who's, it's a direct sequel to the Falcon and Winter Soldier TV, which not many people watch, but some people liked. And it carries on with this. The special effects are a bit ropey-dopey. The lines are it's just all over the gaff. And Harrison Ford is trying to go back to clear and present danger, Harrison Ford, in Air Force One. But it just doesn't click. It thinks it's Winter Soldier, but it's not Winter Soldier. And it's very sad. It's very sad to see such a... So it's a TV movie. If you like TV movies, watch it on TV.
So wait for it. But it's in cinemas nationwide now. Captain America, Brave New World. Henrietta, the music show Other Voices, is back on RT2 on Thursday night at 11:05.
Yep, series 23. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That's just, yeah, it's been going since 2001. Yeah, this is a really iconic music show focusing on the festival that's in Dingle every year, which is 60 to 80 acts performing. And what thing I love about Other Voices is that you know exactly what you're going to get, and it's different every time. So every show is completely different because it's got different performers. So the first one this week has folk powerhouse Lisa O'Neill, Rachel Lavelle, and UK rap royalty Bashy. It's his debut Irish show, and it's really good, and there's a great lineup for the rest of it. And when you even think about all the people who've been on it in the past, like Amy Winehouse, Sam Fender, The National, you know, Dermot Kennedy, Elbow, like they attract amazing people every year. Definitely worth a watch.
Okay, that is Other Voices back on Thursday, RTE2 at 11:05. Dave, The Gorge, this movie on Apple TV. I keep getting served up the trailer, and I'm not sure what to make.
No, I'm all in. You had me a hello. Apple TV and sci-fi. They just know they see the button and they push it every time. So, yes, I watched it. It's the important thing here. First of all, is Scott Derrickson, who did the first Doctor Strange and The Black Phone, is the director. So you know you're in good company here. So it's basically Miles Teller and Anya Taylor-Joy as two elite snipers who are assigned over to kind of guard two sides of this gorge, and there's something down in the gorge, is to keep something in rather than people getting in, and that's all you need to know. So it's a romance story, it's a sci-fi story, it's a horror story, it's absolutely ridiculous of the highest order, and it is beautiful. I absolutely loved it. I would recommend anybody who's into sci-fi and horror. It is nonsense, but
are there
beautiful
monsters in the gorge?
There are actually no spoilers, but there are. If you know Davy Jones's locker from Pirates of the Caribbean, there's a bit of that going on. You'll see. You'll understand,
okay.
Music, but
big octopus.
I'll say nothing, but highly recommended nonsense.
Really, yeah.
But if you go in knowing it's nonsense, it's very important.
Absolutely.
But I love it, and they're brilliant. The two of them, the chemistry between them is great. So all in.
And Dave, before we go, you wanted to mention the BAFTAs, which are on tonight. What will we be watching?
Well, we'll be watching. See, Kneecap obviously up for six awards. I suppose of the six, the one they're most likely to win for is the outstanding debut by British writer, director, producer Rich Pepiat. They could surprise in another, but Saoirse is also up. But I fear there's too much traffic ahead of Saoirse in this award. But take that, performing The Greatest Day from Anora. Sure, why wouldn't you tune in?
Okay, and just before we go, you can have 30 seconds because I know you really want to talk about Memoir of a Snail.
Memoir of a Snail,
in cinemas,
beautiful stop motion movie, took 9 years to make. Adam Elliott, absolute genius, kind of sad. Sarah Snook does the voice of the kid, Grace Puddle, and it's about family again and grief.
For kids? Adults?
Absolutely not for kids.
Okay.
It's dark as dark, and there's other things go on, but it's beautifully shot, 100% stop motion, and I cannot recommend it enough. You again will fall apart when watching this, and it's beautiful.
Okay, Dave O'Callaghan and Henrietta McCurvey, thank you very much. That's all we have time for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.